Hey, welcome to PS Got Lazy podcast, where I document my life experiences and witness the power of the Holy Spirit in my life daily. I am your host, Penyo. This is episode 7, and today we'll be talking about the topic, Before I Let Go. If you love and would like to support this show, please follow us on Spotify and give this episode a rating to help us grow. Oh, that was a mouthful. If my voice sounds funny, I think I'm coming down with a cold. And for some weird reason, my mouth is producing so much saliva. And so there's that. But yeah, before we get into today's topic, let's take a moment to pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. I thank you, mighty God, for our lives, the lives of the listeners. My life, I thank you for our health. I thank you, God, for making us able-bodied to be in a position to be listening to this podcast right now. I pray, God, that although what I'm about to share is a very simple and seemingly unextravagant message, I do pray that it encourages someone and blesses them today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Ooh, la 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 la. All right. So, first things first. I am done with giving excuses about my inconsistent schedule. So, let's move past that with an apology. I am so sorry, and I hope to do better. That's all I can say right now. I do not want to commit anymore to posting at a certain time. Oh my gosh, if I say that, it's probably gonna sound like an excuse, which is probably not the best thing, but in essence, I am on some medication right now, and it's making me drowsy. The medication makes you drowsy, and so that's why you caught me yawning. And I am not gonna lie, my eyes are like half open, half closed. I am so tired, I want to sleep, but I'm at work. And I just realized yesterday that this is medication for a month. I am going to be suffering for a month, because right before the day's done, I just want to sleep. I'm tired. Oh my goodness. That has nothing to do with me posting inconsistently. But I was going to say that I have to see the doctor soon this month. And I'm pretty sure that because of that, I'm probably not going to post. I don't know. But I might not post release an episode during that week, and maybe even the following week. And so that's why I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm going to do better, because I'm not. I'm not. And I think, you know, when you're working with God, that's the most comforting thing, knowing that you're like, God, I know I did this terrible thing. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I'm not going to do it again. And you're lying. You're lying to God and you're lying to yourself. And you do it again. Thankfully, you're dealing with God. And so, you know, He has grace for you. And He's able to extend that grace to you and forgive you and look past it. But humans, we don't do that. We remember. And so, by this point, I know a lot of you are already tired. I don't think I'm going to do better anytime soon. But what's important is that I have not quit. You know, I'm not gone forever. In my defense, better late than never. Am I right or am I right? Okay. I'm probably wrong in trying to get you guys to agree with me. But it's whatever. Moving right along, let's get into Before I Let Go. I'm trying so hard not to sing that song, but But it's so good. It's so good. And also because I don't feel too good. And so I know if I try to sing it, my voice would pop. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm so sleepy. I should have done this in the morning. This is just the worst time to do this. Okay. So I'm too sleepy to sing the song. Let's just get into it. Let's get into the meat of it. Essentially what I want to share is that letting go is not easy. And this phrase, letting go, to me is synonymous to surrender. And if I'm gonna be honest, both are texting, right? And so I recently had to let go. Well, not of a dude, never that. I'm kidding. It's not a romantic relationship or anything like that, but I had to let go of something that I was so eager to have. It's not deep enough that I'm not going to share about it. It's the whole reason why I'm doing this podcast. It's something you guys are aware of. We're going to get into it. So let me catch you up on what's been happening, what's been popping in my life. The last time I talked to you, I was offered a 60% scholarship from Syracuse University, and I felt a lot as a result. Initially, very happy, then slowly but surely, very perturbed by what my next moves would be. And behind all of it was the strong desire to start my master's this year. And so initially, I was like, yeah, they got me and they're giving me an offer. Woohoo, let's do this. And then slowly but surely, I started feeling, wait a minute. I want to go to school. They gave me an offer. They gave me a scholarship. I need to go. But there was the pending question, well, how are you going to do it? You know, you have the proof of funds to show. You have to provide 40% of your tuition. Well, how are you going to do all of this? Flight ticket, expenses, travel expenses. How are you going to do all of that? And the people that were assisting me in this journey, unfortunately, could not. They were there. We were in constant communication, but unfortunately, they could not show up for me at the exact moment that I needed them to. And it's understandable. They're not God. God is the only person who gets the timing right. And so it was a lot of questions, and I realized, oh my goodness, this is not going according to plan. You know, for me, it had to be this year. It couldn't be at a later stage. As you might have guessed by now, it's not going to be this year. It's not going to be this year. Oh my goodness. I can't hear. Ke ne ke le sure gore ke ne ke ipeile sure ka story ke itse gore tsore ke ngwaga o ke bitswe ileng. No, that's not the case. It's not this year. I am very much going to be around for the rest of the year. That was so hard to process. It was so hard to process. Also in such little time. It was so hard to process. And yeah, so a lot has happened since we last talked, and after consulting with God, I got confirmation that indeed it would not be this year. Initially, when I got an inkling that it might not be this year, I lost it. Let me tell you, I felt defeated. I couldn't accept it because for me, like I said, it had to be this year, you know? But what I didn't realize was that the more I played that possible potential scenario in my head on loop, the more I surrendered without realizing it. And so the more I would catch myself saying, ish, I might not go this year. So what am I gonna do? Maybe keep looking out for productions to be a part of. Maybe do one, two, three. Maybe apply for that thing. Maybe. And the more I kept thinking that way, I didn't realize that I was actually warming myself up for the possibility of staying, right? So by the time God gave me the confirmation, I was over it. I let go. I gave God's blessing back to him, which, if you've listened to one of my previous episodes, I hope it's still available. I'm not sure if it's one of the deleted ones or the one that's still there from like the previous years, nothing from this year. I was talking about my relationship and how at the time, when my relationship with my ex started, he was so in tune with God, in sync with God, and I wasn't. And he brought me back to God, right? And somewhere into our relationship, like towards the end of our relationship, to be exact, I was now in sync with God and he wasn't. And I felt guilty about that. I really did give him credit for bringing me back to God because he was very intentional about it. You know, we pray together every day. You know, we really were intentional about putting God in the center of our relationship. But at some point, it kind of fizzled out. And I was not the only person that was, you know, heavily convicted to focus on God. And at that time, he was focusing on other things. And I remember just sitting down and being like, God, this is, I'm not happy about this. I mean, I'm happy that our relationship is great, like me and you, God, but I'm not happy that he's not as close to you as I am to, I mean, it can't be on the same level, but I feel like he really is heading in the opposite direction, you know. And I prayed to God and I said, I don't want this, I want to give you your gift back. This guy was an incredible gift to me. He has taught me so much. You know, the doing life with him was amazing. He was absolutely a gift. Hands down, the best boyfriend I have ever had, and I've only had two. I've only had two boyfriends in my life, and he was hands down the best one. And so I was like, oh, he's been such a gift, but if this is what it takes, then I can't have it, you know. So I said to God, I said, I love him, but I'm gonna give him back to you. I'm gonna give him back to you because I don't want to be in this relationship and risk having him stray further apart from you. And if there's one thing about heartbreaks is that they can do that for you. You know, sometimes when you're heartbroken, you know, you want to drink, you want to cry yourself to sleep, all of that. And sometimes you run to God and say, wait a minute, I thought this was it, what's going on? And for me, I was kind of hoping that would be the case for him, like the latter, where he runs to God and says, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, and hopefully through that interaction, their relationship, him and God, would be, I don't know, oh, so amazing again, right? Yeah, so letting go of a blessing God gave me, it wasn't the first time I did it. And I'll mention something later on that will kind of circle back to this point where, you know, like experiences like that kind of give you a trail or sneak peek or heads up or, you know, of what's coming essentially in the future. If I had not given God back his gift then, it would have been 10 times more difficult for me to surrender this to him. And so because I've done it before and it was difficult, it was a lot, it was still very hard, but it was a lot easier for me to do it this time around. So yeah, that's what I did. I gave God his blessing back to him, and I wasn't bitter or anything. I just made peace with the fact that I had a good testimony, and if I wanted a consistent good testimony, I had to have faith that his promise still stands, even when it looks different from what I expected. So, this morning I was listening to a teaching by Dr. Jean Kim, and he said some things that resounded with me. Number one, faith has endurance. Number two, if you don't have hard times, then you don't have much faith. Number three, tribulations give us faith, and that faith helps us endure even harder tribulations, which gives us faith to endure even harder tribulations, which gives, and the system keeps repeating while simultaneously helping us grow, because ultimately God wants us to grow. And so these three points were so comforting to me because I was reminded to be enduring. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. Is it hard? Nay, which is yes in Korean. Is it worth it? Sí, which is yes in Spanish. Listen, yes, ne, 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 c, a, which is yes in Setswana. Like, I could say yes all day long. It's very uncomfortable, very painful, and very worth it. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 25 to 27 says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So essentially, Moses did not want to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He did not want to be associated with Pharaoh. He wanted to be with his people that were oppressed and, put through suffering. He said, I do not identify as part of Pharaoh's clan. I belong with my people. And we were focusing, like, as Dr. Kim was teaching, we were really focusing on the fact that he, instead of like living like a king, like a Pharaoh's daughter would what, be a princess, right? And he would be the prince's son. Like, he would have had all the good things in life, and he could have lived comfortably and, went about his life, but he didn't. He said, I would rather be on the scorching sun suffering with my people rather than being in the comfort of, Pharaoh's daughter's chambers, being fed grapes or whatever pictures come to mind when you imagine, ancient royalty, right? So I am reminded that I have to keep my eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus. My pastor loves saying we should keep our eyes on the cross, and I resonate. Why do I feel this way? Well, because I have decided to decline my scholarship offer. And that is the big thing. That is the confirmation I got. It's not going to be this year. And of course, I am human. I was asking all the human questions. If it's not gonna be this year, why did you tell me to apply last year? If it wasn't gonna be last year, why did it was a lot. I was like, oh, you told me to apply last year. It wasn't last year. You told me to push it to this year. It's not this year. And so I'm here thinking, but you said it was gonna happen. Why am I going in circles? So I had all of those vents, but funny enough, it didn't last. I think I vented for like a good day. I was like, why? And by the next day, I was like, okay, it's not this year, it's fine. And so I think, like I said, having surrendered that gift is what kind of it helped. It really helped. Yeah, like I said, I chose to endure this tribulation in faith, and I am assured that this faith will increase and serve me when a bigger tribulation comes along. Because I have a feeling this is not the end of it. Like, I know what you're thinking. You're probably like, oh, this is it. This is it. Your blessing should be like the next door you open, that's your blessing. I don't think so. And I'm not saying that because I'm like pessimistic or because I don't trust God or anything like that. No, but I genuinely think there is a reason why I had to go through this twice. You accepted, we give you an offer, woohoo, but you can't come. You accepted, we give you another offer, woohoo, still can't come. So I think there's a reason why. I don't know, maybe there's going to be a greater rejection coming my way in future. And maybe I had to endure these two painful rejections so that by the time that rejection comes along, it kind of eases me through. So who knows? And maybe it's not a rejection. Maybe something's coming my way that's going to need me to be very patient. And having waited 2 years, possibly I'll be waiting next year, maybe that's going to help me, you know. I don't know, maybe I might get a job and like a job assignment, and I might need a certain level of patience before I can reap the benefits, right? And this is helping me do that. Who knows, maybe in the near future I might get married. And again, not trying to be pessimistic, I'm just giving a bunch of random scenarios. I get married, or no, actually before I get married, say I now feel ready to start a family, but I'm single and I don't see my partner, right? And I have to be in the waiting season for him, or I'm married and we try to have children and it doesn't happen instantly, and we have to wait for child, you know. It could be anything. It could be relationship related, career related, personal development related. It could be anything spiritually related. But I have a very, very strong feeling that I'm going through these things because God has something in future for me, and He's preparing me for that thing. Right? So I'm also comforted by the many testimonies around me, because I get to witness God's goodness, faithfulness, and sovereignty, and I'm not worried because God will surely see to it that it is done. His will is done on earth as it is in heaven, and so His will over mine always. So now that I'm past that, I'm happily working in Afroshapers and excited for what God has in store. I know God can change my life at any point, and that's good enough for me. I'm eager to see how I grow in my life, faith, and career at Afroshapers. Why? Because everything that happens from here onwards is totally orchestrated by God. Sure, I have free will and make choices and decisions, but I didn't plan it out. I am living by faith and trusting Him. Lord willingly, I do it all the way. I think that brings me to a close. Today was rather short. You might find that a little bit surprising. I didn't talk for too long. So thank you for choosing to spend time listening to this show. It encourages me to keep working on putting out more episodes. More episodes. I'm just kidding. And again, if you're a supporter of the show, please leave a review on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. The link is in the show notes. Before I let you go, allow me to lead you in the oopsie. So much is going on my desk. There we go. Before I let you go, which is funny, because this has always been there. Like, I think the last two episodes, I put this before I let you go, before I lead you into the prayer. And today, my title is Before I Let Go. So very, very interesting. Because I'm literally talking about before I release you. So you go do your business and listen to other things. But my message today was about, you know, the work that was done before I let go. And you can tell, like, from my experiences, it was work that was done years before I knew this was coming. Like, in different scenarios, in different instances, God was preparing and working on my heart so that by the time I experienced what I've been experiencing, I handled it the way I did, you know? So, funny. What do they call them? God winks? I think they call them God winks. Yeah. I hope that qualifies as a God wink. Anyways, I'm blabbing now. Before I let you go, allow me to lead you in the salvation prayer. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus or rededicate, there we go, your life to Jesus. So please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for your ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for tearing the veil from top to bottom to grant me access to the Heavenly Father. I receive your gift of everlasting life by faith. I invite you into my heart and life as my Savior and Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whew. So I think that wraps up today's agenda. I hope to see you on the next episode, Lord willingly, and P.S. God loves you.